Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you or your business are having a dispute, you will probably think you need to turn to a solicitor. And there are specialist litigation lawyers that can help you resolve a dispute. Now, you probably think that solicitors and lawyers love going to court and want to be there all the time. Well, I've met one who, although he loves going to court, he really doesn't want to. Let's find out why and why it's not the best thing for your business with Dominic Hurst.
Because I think if you go to trial, the lawyers have failed. My wife and my bank manager love it when I go to court. But it's not the right solution in the vast majority of jobs. It's a silly solution. Somebody's going to win or lose. How is that any different to meeting at dawn on the Stray with dueling pistols?
Yeah, you're kind of right, isn't it? It's the more acceptable version of that, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Somebody is going to get hurt, and the outcome is not certain.
Yeah.
Is it the way in which a witness comes across? Does he come across as a complete and utter liar, even though he's telling the truth? Just because his nerves have got the better of him and he's stuttering, he's never been in that arena.
I can imagine
that. Uncomfortable.
I hate that.
The only people who are comfortable with being in that room are the ones who really have nothing to gain or lose out of it. The professionals.
Yeah.
It's a job.
Because ultimately, whether you win or you lose as a solicitor, you're gonna get paid. You're gonna get paid, aren't you? Just who's gonna pay you?
I'm gonna get paid. I'm not a fool. I've been paid before I walk into the room.
Yeah. It's just where that money's coming from, isn't it, that gets decided in that room? Whether your client has the final bill or the other does.
Now you got it. Litigation 101. It's just a forum for resolving disputes. It's the only answer we've got.
Yeah.
When you get to that stage. Because people aren't going to submit to an arm wrestling competition, are they?
No.
They don't want to go dueling.
Although I would quite enjoy it if we heard about some, you know, Apple versus Samsung decided over arm wrestle.
Right, exactly. We're going to have best of three in table tennis. And that is going to decide billion-dollar intellectual property.
Hey, that is probably the next sports entertainment franchise. Two megastars against each other and we pit them against each other.
Absolutely.
Some sort of big billing sky box
Let's
office.
Let's decide whether or not Amazon pay tax in the UK by an MMA competition, cage fight between HMRC and Amazon. It doesn't work. You can speculate on what the outcome is going to be because you know what your case is. You know how strong you are. But you can't guarantee that the judge is going to be with you on it.
Sports is quite a good analogy for that.
Yeah, of course
it is. Because you can have Chelsea playing bottom of the table Sunderland in football.
Yeah.
And you, all day long, Chelsea are going to win.
I'll give you a prime example.
But on the day, something goes wrong.
Right. I practice martial arts.
Right.
And I know now that size, strength, nothing to do with it. My opponent, I could outweigh him by 2 stone. He could be 14 years old. But if he's concentrating, knows what he's doing, he's got me off balance and he's beaten me. I might be better at it than him, stronger than him, faster than him. In an instant, the whole thing turns. And that's what happens in litigation. You can have a very strong case, but if you have a witness that doesn't come across as credible, or you have a document that you've put a lot of weight on, you think that's my silver bullet.
Mm.
And the judge doesn't see it, now you're in trouble.
Or even worse, I imagine, that you've got a document that you've put a lot of weight on, but it gets dismissed for some technicality and that's not allowed to be permissible evidence anymore.
Rarely happens, but by God, you don't want to be on the receiving end if it does. But if I've got any doubts about, you know, the veracity of a piece of paper, and sometimes I think, you know, documents come from the other side, the ink's still wet on it.
Mm.
They've just written that. You've got to take that into account. You don't get a second bite at a trial. You can appeal, but really the grounds for appeal are so narrow. You can't appeal just because you don't like what the judge has said. There has to be a basis. If, you know, they've found certain facts and they're satisfied that this happened and come to a conclusion that's totally bizarre, then maybe. But then you're looking at doubling up your costs.
Doubling your costs, your time, your emotional investment, all those things that are...
And Mrs. Hurst is getting happier and happier all the time.
That's the winner in all of this, isn't it? Is your bank manager and your...
Mrs. Hurst and the offspring.
So if somebody is hearing this and is going, oh, great, I don't want to go to court either, I love this, what would you do instead? How do you stop it from getting that far?
Well, first things first. If you're giving credit to people, you're letting your widgets out the door on the basis that you're going to get paid in 30 days, 60 days, whatever. You're taking that risk. Who are you doing business with? Are they good for the money? Check. Ask them. Do your own background research, credit referencing, whatever. But don't expect that every time you let credit go out the door, it's all going to be a bed of roses, because it isn't. Mm-hmm. Things change with the customer. Have terms and conditions in place. Even if those terms are just a string of emails between the two of you, at least have the deal recorded. Mm-hmm. Doing things on trust, on the nod, on a handshake, gentleman's agreement, it might have worked in days gone by, but some people don't have the integrity today. They'll do what they can to get what they need and worry about the consequences later. Court's not the answer. It might be the final solution, which sounds a bit dramatic, a bit Hollywood. But very often, talking, getting together, round the table. Sometimes it's an independent expert. You've got a dispute over a building. Maybe it's a surveyor or an architect. Maybe it is an engineer that's required to make the final decision as to whether or not what you've made is right or not right.
Yeah.
Getting in my imaginary helicopter again. Looking at the situation from above.
Yeah.
Can they trade their way out of the problem?
Is that something that you would do for a client then? Would you say, right...
Get in a helicopter.
Effectively, yeah. Figuratively, yeah. Would you get in a helicopter and try and look at their situation for them?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. You have to. Because you can charge headlong into a file and keep batting away at the other side. But if you can't see the bigger picture, you're doing the client a disservice.
So you ever have to go to a client, look, actually, the problem you think you have isn't the problem you actually have?
Oh, absolutely. Do it all the time.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. Never frightened of upsetting a client if I think it's the right thing to do or say.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's principles that are getting in the way of a sensible, logical decision. The urge to go get them. Yet the reality might be that you're better served by continuing to do business together and trade your way out of the debt or the situation that you found yourself in. There's always the nuclear option. And the bottom line is, I'm a service provider and I will do exactly what I'm told to do.
So you'll give your advice, but if you as a client are insistent that that's the way you want to go, you will
absolutely
deliver that for them.
Absolutely. And we'll execute that to the best of our abilities. You know, we're litigation lawyers at the end of the day. So we're looking at all the angles that may or may not help the business, whether it be the electrician, the plumber, the finance company. We act for everybody, large and small.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, there's a problem, there's something that I need a resolution for, and if now you're thinking, oh, I can avoid going to court over it, you were thinking the only way you're going to get your money is to go to court, perhaps there is another way. If somebody would like to get in touch with you and your firm, Dominic, and find out a bit more, maybe about how you might be able to help, maybe discuss that problem with somebody, how can they do that?
Well, they can Google me and Dominic Hurst Solicitors in Harrogate or dhurstlaw.com.
Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.